am saying is he's the president of the United States, the former president of the United States. You talk to us about Russian collusion. You talk to us about a bevy of things over the years. Man still running. Four indictments, 91 counts, and the man gets more campaign dollars. Climbing in the polls, okay? And last time I checked, he still ain't been in cuffs. He still ain't been put behind bars. And he's the presumptive GOP nominee. You can't stop him. You cannot stop him. And so for me, I find myself ashamed of the Democratic Party for their lack of a competitive fervor. You had since 2016 to come in with somebody. And you still can't do it. That is pathetic. It is pathetic. And it is no excuse for it whatsoever. It is 2024. In 8 years, you should have been able to find somebody that can compete with this man other than a soon-to-be 82-year-old incumbent.
No one says it quite like Stephen Smith, and he's absolutely right. President Trump is indeed unstoppable. More and more polls are coming out showing that Trump is absolutely running away with this, all as Biden's numbers continue to completely implode. Also, another Soros-backed ultra-left DA has been voted out of office in a landslide. We got the latest on voters rising up and taking back their cities away from lawless Democrats. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. And make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let me ask you, did you know that there is a way that you can crack the code on insider trading legally and ethically? Crazy, right? But there is. Just when it seems like the corrupt politicians in Washington are the only ones who get to buy and sell stocks with impeccable timing, their secret is out. Thanks to a little-known SEC database, courageous patriots like you and me can see exactly what these big CEOs are buying up in real time. And just like Pelosi, we can use that info to ride the wave of their moves and beat the market. So here's the easiest and fastest way to get this information. Click on that link below and join me and my good friend Ross Givens this Thursday, May 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern for an absolutely free training. Just click on that link below to register. Again, it's online and completely free. Ross is a master of the insider trading world, and he's seen returns upwards of 200%. Some have even hit as high as 1,500%. So don't wait. This is an amazing opportunity to transform your financial future the same way the politicians in D.C. do it, but legally and ethically. Click on that link below and grab one of the final seats with me at Ross's free training. You won't regret it. More and more polls continue to come out showing the exact same thing. Bumbling Biden is getting absolutely crushed. Look at these numbers coming from the latest Harvard-Harris poll, gang. This is crazy. Head to head, Trump is beating Biden by 6, and he wins handily the popular vote. With RFK Jr. in the race, he beats him by 7. And with all 5 declared candidates in the race, it's Trump up by 8. Again, according to Harvard-Harris, Trump is posting a double-digit lead among independents. He's leading Biden 56-44, 12-point lead among independents. A full 70% of those surveyed claim they've absolutely made their minds up. In other words, there's no swaying them one way or the other. That's 70% of these respondents. They are set on their decision for who they are going to vote for. And that, of course, is reflective of the uniqueness of this particular race. Both candidates are incumbents. That's what makes trying to compare this race to any previous one so problematic. Both of these candidates are basically incumbents. They both have presidential records. Everyone has an opinion on them. And the vast majority of the country appears to be on the side of Trump when asked who they think the better president was. And we're seeing that when it comes to the swing state polling. Look at this. Trump is leading in every single one of the swing states poll averages. So you take all the polls that have been conducted over the last several months, and Trump is leading in every single one of them in all 7 battleground states. And then it gets even better. You may have seen this. This dropped yesterday. Trump and Biden are tied in New Hampshire. They're tied in a state that Biden won by 8 points in 2020. Again, this is just, it's simply unreal. Now, That said, there appears to be two overall dynamics pushing these numbers, two dynamics that are pushing Trump's numbers up and Biden's numbers down. The first, according to the Epoch Times, is that those who were always supportive of Trump, but who were thus far hesitant to admit that to pollsters, are becoming more vocal. So pollsters are finding that not only is Trump rising in the polls, but his support appears to be more enthusiastic and more entrenched. And that suggested that those who always supported him, but were hesitant to voice that support, are now getting increasingly emboldened. So that would mean that we can actually expect his polls to climb even higher. So that's one dynamic. The other dynamic operative here is Biden's falling approval ratings. According to the latest Reuters Ipsos poll, Biden's approval rating in May has fallen to its lowest level in 2 years. Now, gang, when you have an election right around the corner, that's fatal. I mean, the last thing you want in election season as an incumbent is for your approval rating to hit a 2-year low. Just ask Jimmy Carter. Just ask the first George Bush. This is a nightmare scenario. Historically, presidents need to be around the 50% approval mark to win re-election. Obama did it with 45%. But again, even that is within the margin of 50. Right now, as we speak, Biden is in the mid-30s. He's polling at 36% approval. Gang, I mean, outside of the single most outlandish election shenanigans in history, right, that would make 2020 look tame by comparison. Outside of that, this is shaping up to be a total wipeout. And to make matters even worse, there's the issue of Biden's cognitive decline. Here's Democrat strategist James Carville, old serpent head himself, sounding the alarm on the ongoing problem of Biden's age.
So frustrated, and I do think the president has to deal the age issue is suffocating him. And he needs to bring up that he's only 4 years older than Trump, and Trump had his goons steal his medical records out of his internist office in January 2017. So I've released all my medical records. Why don't you release the records that you had Keith Schiller steal from your internist? I mean, he's got to turn that around and need to quit arguing and complaining about the Times covering his age and a poll when it's no good. That's a waste of time. Don't do that. Talk about how you're going to change people's lives and make it better and how you're building a record to build on and you understand cost of living and you understand what families are going through. High insurance rates. It's just pedestrian, but it's the stuff that wins elections.
No, sorry, James. That ain't going to work. Sorry. That Joe Biden's oatmeal-crusted lips are not going to, they're going to have a very hard time convincing anyone that Trump is somehow more cognitively declined than he is. Nice try, but it's just, it ain't going to work. So again, as always, this is no time to get complacent. Even though Trump is posting these kinds of numbers, this is going to be the hardest fought election ever for patriots. We need to get out there and vote and volunteer. Vote and volunteer, and let's do this. Speaking of, in the failing city of Portland, Antifa-stan, voters have risen up and ousted yet another Soros-backed ultra-leftist DA from office. Nathan Vasquez has defeated Soros-backed Mike Schmidt for the DA position in Multnomah County, which contains Portland. Schmidt is an ultra-leftist who refused to prosecute violent Antifa thugs, and he's but the latest Soros-backed DA to get the axe. Back in June of 2022, San Francisco voters went to the polls and overwhelmingly voted in favor of recalling the ultra-woke San Francisco prosecutor Chesa Boudin, who was also bankrolled by Soros. Boudin implemented what he called restorative justice, which sought to end mass incarceration by finding alternatives to locking up criminals. Well, voters in woke San Francisco didn't take too kindly to that effort and ended up finding an alternative to him. And as we speak, another Soros-backed DA is on the chopping block as well in California. Proponents of an effort to recall Alameda County's radically woke district attorney Pamela Price have been gathering signatures for months to place a recall election on the ballot. And as of just a few weeks back, they gathered far more signatures than necessary. So it does look like we're finally seeing some real blowback against these ultra-leftist DAs who are ultimately responsible for unleashing this epidemic of violent crime across our nation's cities. What remains to be seen is if their Democrat successors are any better. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.